But you know what else we need is an album review. So we have Mr. Ross here with us in the studio Absolutely. To talk about the album that the song Creepin' actually came from. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Sonny and Hannah. I am ecstatic to talk about this record. It's been over a month since it dropped, and from the opening night that it released, I fell in love with it. Now, notably so, this has been 3 years since Metro has dropped a body of work with Not All Heroes Wear Capes. So just for the whole hip-hop community, it's very anticipated, and Metro delivered. I thought the production on this thing, polished and top of the line. I really stood out, and Metro continues to assemble quote-unquote Avengers of the hip-hop gang. What you guys were talking about with Future and 21 Savage, actually I thought they were the MVPs of this record when it comes to artist performances. Apart from that, Travis Scott is on this thing, The Weeknd obviously with Creeping, and the list just goes on. And one of the most notable things that stood out to me with this record is how Metro curated all the artists that were on the album and pinned them either as a hero or villain, which kind of played into a comic book-esque tale from track one to the last track on the album.
That's interesting.
Wow, that's really cool.
I really like when artists can kind of do that thing where they sort of create a story with their art, and it's not just, you know, an album of songs that they've been writing or whatever. It like actually is something completely separate from that. That's really interesting.
Right. Music's art. So it's kind of cool that he really painted a picture, if you want to say.
Absolutely.
Was there any like standout songs or like standout moments for you?
Oh my goodness. Right off the bat, a song that has not left my rotation ever since it's released, Feel the Fire, which features ASAP Rocky, which we all love. And very interestingly enough, Takeoff, the late Takeoff, who just passed away this past November, his first posthumous verse, he actually raps in an A to Z alphabet throughout his verse, and it gave me the chills and even had me shedding a few tears. So, and it mixes so well with a very heavily chopped sample, and it's very addicting. Apart from that, I love the superhero song with Future. I feel like Future and Metro Boomin have been doing this the longest, all the way back to 2015 with Monster. I mean, Future is one of the legends in hip-hop. The list goes on and on, for sure.
For sure.
I love that. That is amazing. I will definitely have to check that out, especially the song with Takeoff, because the Migos is, of course, one of my favorites, too. So I would definitely want to check that out.
Super talented. Super talented. Like, you'll be blown away by his verse.
Absolutely. And it's interesting that that's where the first posthumous verse was decided to be placed, was on a Metro Boomin record. I'm sure that a lot of care and thought went into all of that, of course, but it'll be interesting to check that out. Absolutely.
Oh, definitely. I'm excited to see what other songs from that album will start hitting our charts too.
Yeah, because I'm sure with so many big names, like, hey, they've got to have some more coming for those Billboard charts for sure.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, so thank you so much for all of your thoughts on this album. And if you would like to check out the full album review as well as our local artist interview, you can check all of that out on WZND.com.